Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another night of the pajama party, another Friday night. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi, here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on? It's good to be home.
And Red Wine.
Good evening, everybody. It's Red Wine with a long, long stem.
Okay. We're back in the studio all together again, thank goodness.
Yay!
Getting things tight. A lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff on the news. A lot of stuff. We're going to take our time and report it strong, report it tight, and inform people and get people tightened up. Kettle, what we got on the rundown tonight?
We got the hot topic, what's popping with Papa Didi. Hopefully he's going to behave this week.
Yeah,
don't count on it. listening to you. And you got your segment. I'm just saying with Red Wine.
Of course.
Living for the city. You know Papa got something for us raw.
Always.
We got some crazy, crazy weird news tonight. I'm going to do a Hollywood wrap-up, kiss the list, of course, and always the last word. So, like Papa says, sit back, relax, get your favorite cocktail, and we're going to take a little, toast,
take a bar run break, and we'll be right back.
You're in the right place at the right time. It's the Pajama Party. www.apajamaparty.com, produced by DC Homegrown Entertainment. Don't just sit there yelling at the air. You've got an opinion? We want to hear it too. Dial 914-803-4306. That's 914-803-4306. Don't let us have all the fun by ourselves. We've got room for you at the Pajama Party. And remember, it's PJs only. No clothes allowed. Operators are standing by. Well, they're lounging on pillows, but they're waiting for your calls. So call us now, 914-803-4306. Now back to the crew and more of the Pajama Party. Oh, you want to throw pillows?
Yeah, we're back on the pajama party. What we got on the hot topics here? What we going to start off with?
Well, you know, the biggest hot topic this week has been Cosby. Been talking back and forth. Yeah. The next thing they're talking about in Cosby is University of Massachusetts Amherst and its alumnus Bill Cosby will split ways because of the allegations, sexual assault and rape allegations. From the 15 women.
Wait a minute, I thought it was 13.
Oh boy, I guess two more came into view.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so Bill Cosby, he has agreed to resign as an honorary co-chair of the University of Mass Amherst Capital Campaign. He no longer has any affiliation with the campaign, nor does he serve in any other capacity for the university. You know, he received a master's and a doctorate in education from this university in 1970.
But isn't he one of their, like, big financial contributors?
I thought he was.
Up there. So they're getting ready to cut off some of that bankroll, huh? All over allegations.
That money's already spent.
They already spent
that money.
I guess they don't care. I don't know. It's just, I guess, the reputation of the college and everything, and they don't want that reputation.
Right. I guess they've never had any other scandal or anything else happen at any of those schools, right?
That's a good point, Red One. They might have.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
We might put them on the kiss the list.
I think so.
Most definitely.
Where's the list? Add them on the list.
What is it? How you spell that? University of Massachusetts?
UMass Amherst.
Yeah. UMass. Just write down punks. They are being punks.
You know UMass may say something else.
UMass. All right. UMass.
Get rid of
I just think personally that these women were not children. It was all grown. They knew what they was doing. And, you know, they come out, all of them come out years later. I just, you know, I don't understand. Somebody is probably paying them to say some stuff or to do some stuff. It's just, you never know.
You never know.
Oh, my God.
Like you always say, you got to look at the source.
Look who goes in the seat afterwards. When he gets put out of this seat at University of Matt, look and see who takes his seat.
That would be interesting.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whoever takes the seat is the one who's the one that's aggravating the bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Probably got the most money, too. Because like Red Wine said, you know, he's a financial backer, but I guess his money don't count no more.
Mm-hmm. I guess not. But see, what I'm still trying to understand is, and I said it before, and I will continue to say, whatever happened to innocent until proven guilty?
I agree.
Everybody is reacting, you know, from the networks who have removed his shows these people now saying that we don't want anything to do with him. We're all cutting ties. Everybody is just like kicking him out, you know, hanging him out to dry. And I just feel like, okay, what did we miss it? Where was the trial?
Mm-hmm.
Where was the testimony? Where was the evidence?
They already had it.
Yeah, it's like they've already held a trial somewhere in the middle of the night, and now they've all passed sentence on
like
man.
I say again,
that's not right.
Like my man Jesus, y'all put him at the cross, but you know what he did in 3 days?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep, so folks got to watch out what they do to other people.
Yeah, number is 914-803-4306.
Press 1.
Press 1. Be queued in.
Press 1.
And, that's a hot topic right there.
But it bothers me, though, that, you know, once again, in America, you know, the greatest nation in the world and all of that.
You can be chastised with the quickness.
Yeah, it's like as soon as somebody has somebody point a finger at them, everybody backs away from them. Like, oh, you got the disease. Everybody clear room, run and hide. Throw stones at the person. And it's like, okay, where's the proof?
Monkey see, monkey do.
Exactly. It's like one person jumped on and then everybody else started piling on.
Yeah.
People coming out the woodwork accusing this man. I'm not saying that he did or didn't do it. I'm only saying, where's the proof?
I think the folks that have the Ebola virus, they treated him better than they treating Colin. Mm.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
At least they showed compassion on those folks.
Yeah.
They're not showing this brother any compassion.
Yeah, Colin's getting a raw deal.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Getting a raw deal.
And as for those women who willingly took pills, unmarked pills,
from
a celebrity, what were you thinking?
They don't even know.
They're on the kisser list, too. We'll call them the Cosby hoes.
I was going to call them something else. The white tail ladies or whatever.
We call them the Cosby hoes. Uh-oh. Oh, boy. Watch out, man. That's the fool.
Hill clopping.
You know somebody can come out with some YouTube video or some song.
Probably one out there now.
Cosby thing, yeah. Mm. You guys got any questions or comments on what we're talking about? 914-803-4306.
Press 1.
Oh, Lord. Okay. And or reach us on apajamaparty.com.
Or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty.
Yeah.
Let's see. What else is in the hot plate tonight?
Oh, wow. Ray Rice.
Ray Rice.
My man, Ray.
Uh-oh.
Which will bring another person on the kissing list. While we're at it, we'll put down there Mr. Kraft.
But don't forget Mr. Goodell. He's always on there.
Well, he's a permanent fixture.
Yeah.
Goodell.
So Ray Rice, he finally got some
recognition. Yeah, reinstated.
Wow.
He's back in the ball game.
Yay, Ray. Welcome back.
We should have kept on that bit. I'm sorry. Slam, bang, boom, the wife and...
Yeah,
Big brother was watching.
Yeah, I see. I think her face ran to his fist, though, personally.
You think that's what it was?
I think she came over to his side of the elevator. I mean, he had the fist up, and she ran to the fist. And
But wait a minute. If they run the tape back very slowly, she told him, don't cross this line.
Oh, that's what it was? You got to play it real slow. You probably got to play it in reverse. That's what it is, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't cross this line. She crossed the line.
I think they had some kind of argument inside a casino
over
some chick or something. They both was drinking. And like I tell everybody, when you're a millionaire, you're drinking a whole different drink.
Well, that's the true
you're
thing.
Sipping some bad.
They're drinking that Ace of Spades and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, all
that XXX. Triple X.
You drinking that stuff? Somebody got to get on the ladder and go get up top.
Mm-mm.
Go to casinos, see all them big elaborate bars with it.
You mean there's something in those for real?
Hell yeah.
I thought it was colored water.
I thought it was some Coca-Cola or something.
Yeah, I thought it was like fake me out. They trying to make us think, you know, that it's some expensive
being
stuff.
They're looking up saying, give me that pink bottle. What is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a Fouché from Bougie Boulevard.
They said that stuff is $100 an ounce.
Yeah,
well, let me get three rounds of that.
Exactly.
Woo!
And they both drank and they both was zooted.
And then you swipe the car and say, uh-oh, not approved.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. They say, here, try this one.
Look, put this card, use that drink, and then on this card, use this drink.
Mm-hmm. Then they start pulling out Sears and stuff. Y'all take Sears? Yeah. No, we don't take that.
Yeah, but Mr. Kraft said that nobody's going to take them. But, you know, now, here's one owner speaking for 32 owners, you know. And
why would he even say that?
Because he's just, you know.
He's trying to poison the water.
He's full of himself. He's got Tom Brady running his team. Him and Belichick is running the team. Kraft ain't got nothing to do with that. All he does is sit in a big old leather chair in a big ass office and just runs it. And Belichick and Brady's the ones run that team.
Mm-hmm.
They really are. So you know.
Mm-hmm. So the Ravens, they just slam dunk cut them.
Yeah, they're the biggest ones.
Yeah,
but they have a running back who's doing pretty good. So
mm-hmm.
they don't give a shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that team was getting poisoned anyway. They got that gentleman, Smith, what's his name? Smith Sr. used to be with the Carolina Panthers. He's a fucking hothead.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's going to poison that team after a while. He think he's big and bad, but, you know, it takes a team to win that shit. All that attitude crap, that ain't going to win Jack. So Smith, the wide receiver Smith, he's going to, you know, he's 5'7", little as hell, Napoleon fucking syndrome. You know what I mean? He think he's a shit, but he's going to end up quitting that team at the last minute.
Well, Red Wine, who do you think that may pick him up? What team do you think?
I tell you who needs to get him is the Washington franchise.
Woo, Lord.
Man. You know how to call them by name, but that Washington franchise, they need help.
Yeah, Oakland Raiders need it.
Mm-hmm. Oakland Raiders, they could use some help.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
You know what?
Who else has a record of like 1-7 or something? It's another team that's doing real bad.
The Buccaneers.
They're doing that bad?
Buccaneers, Raiders, even that whole Southern Division, between all them people in there, they only got 4 wins, the most wins on there. You got the Saints.
Yeah, see, I like the
games.
Saints, but they just aren't really doing it this year.
Mm-hmm.
The Saints, the
Panthers.
I think
they've only won their home games this year.
Saints, the Panthers, two other teams in that particular division, only won 4 games. Saints are in first place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 4-7, something
four
like that.
Seven,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
How in the world
place.
Can you be doing well in your division at 4-7?
Yeah, they are. They're in first place.
That's crazy.
Because everybody else in the division is loud.
They're doing in 1-8.
Everybody else.
Yeah, all of them
suck. So like, you know.
You suck.
So Ray Rice has a lot of places he could go, and hopefully somebody picks him up because, you know, ain't nobody squeaky clean in this crap.
That's true.
Some people are getting away with stuff, doing stuff every day, and they got the right lawyers and the right cleanup people. They got the right, what's her name? What's the girl from Scandal? What's her name?
Olivia Pope.
Straighten out this shit before it even gets to the commissioner.
I know
that's right.
Watch out now.
Well, if you all want to give us a call, chime in. 914-803-4306.
And press 1.
And press 1.
Yes.
What else we got on the hot plate?
Well, let's see here.
I'm going to take a little CC break.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, somebody needs a refill.
So I know that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, another round.
I know that's right.
We'll be right back.
This is the Pajama Party coming to you live. What's on your mind? Call us on 914-803-4306. Got an opinion or just want to say hello to the crew? Hello! You know what to do. Call 914-803-4306. If you just want to listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the banner in the upper right corner.
But if you want to talk to the crew, you need to call us on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We'll get to your call as soon as possible. It's nothing but fun and a pillow fight every Friday night at the pajama party. And remember, PJs only, no clothes allowed. Now back to the crew and more of the pajama party. Bartender, another round for the house. Thank you, darling.
We're back at the pajama party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. Here with Kettle.
Hey.
And Red Wine.
Hey.
Oh, Lord.
And we're going to...
You have to. Hey. Mm-mm. It's Friday night, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the topic at hand.
Pajama party. I got new pajamas. At the Black Friday sale. What?
I bet you did.
What?
Okay. Who you knock down to get those daggone pajamas?
Oh, I don't do all that, but I got my leopard print, so don't talk to me.
You going to prowl on something tonight?
Oh, next, you know it. Prowl.
We can focus on Ferguson, Missouri.
Wow, yeah.
I tell you what, that town is really getting a lot more than they bargained for.
I agree, yeah.
I tell you, I knew they wasn't expecting all that crap to go down.
Not at all.
Whew.
And it's no bigger than a minute. What, like
2,100
people? Yeah,
that town's getting destroyed, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, you know.
But they had 25 businesses burned. And I saw the beauty salon burn to the ground.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was quite a few. It was just ashes. Rubble and ashes. You know, I disagree with burning down the businesses, especially the black-owned businesses. I understand people are angry and all, but I don't see what you gain from burning down any business, for that matter.
Right, we got
to. But especially the black-owned businesses, if you're going to chant Black Lives Matter, then black businesses matter too. So you can't go burn down the black business and then march around talking about Black Lives Matter.
Right. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Red Wine, but it's like if you look at the people that are out there protesting, they're like 14 to maybe 18 or maybe 19. They don't have a clue.
Yeah.
Well, being black in this town.
They don't know what they're even fighting for.
They don't have a clue. But see, my thing is they should have had a curfew for everybody, or if you're a certain age, there should have been a curfew. And the National Guard should have been out there sooner than what they were. That's what pisses me off.
But all that reckless tear gas shooting, that was just ridiculous.
And then for them to keep on insisting that it's not tear gas, I'm like, you know what? I don't care what you call it. If it's technically not tear gas, if it causes smoke and burns your eyes and has the same effect as tear gas, who cares what you call it?
Right.
Don't keep on trying to act like you're doing something so righteous because you're saying, oh, we never used tear gas. We didn't use tear gas. I'm like, but you still are burning people's eyes. And speaking of eyes, did you see that there was a pregnant woman? I saw the picture today. A pregnant woman lost an eye because when they were shooting those bean bags out of some kind of cannon-type gun.
Bean bags?
They were shooting bean bags at the crowd to disperse, you know, dispense the crowd. This woman, a pregnant black woman, got hit in the eye, and now she has lost an eye.
Wow.
So I'm just grateful she didn't lose her baby, but she's lost an eye.
Well, who was she going to sue?
I don't know who she's going to sue. She only got one eye left now.
She's going to sue the Beanbag Confederation.
I don't know.
No, but
that
was tear gas, because the guy Don Lemon, the gentleman
from Cuomo, CNN.
They was crying their ass off out there.
And he had a mask on.
And one guy told, what's the guy's name with the white hair? Anderson Cooper.
Yeah.
One of the guys out there said, Anderson, we need a requisition for some better gas masks. Because I'm totally blind with this. And Anderson Cooper took it as a joke. And the guy said, motherfucker, I'm not joking. I need a better fucking gas
mask. Is that how he said it, Papa?
He said, we need a requisition for better gas masks. And it's like, okay. Yeah, motherfucker said, look here, bitch. You sit in the studio.
We need disclaimers for Papa.
Yeah, let me hit him with a disclaimer.
All right.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
All right.
And Don Lemon was out there, you know? And Cuomo out there acting all like he's the leader of all this shit.
Who was that?
Cuomo. He's one of the, he's the, from that whole governor family, rich motherfuckers.
Oh, okay.
Out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he's acting like he was the leader of everything, leading Don. Now, Don Lemon been on that motherfucker ever since Cuomo was in there, just, you know.
He know what he's doing. So don't
fucking his daddy's leftovers. Remember?
Uh-oh. Watch out, man.
Yeah, but we won't get started on that family, huh?
That's a whole nother show, Papa.
Yeah. That's a whole nother show.
Uh-uh.
Politician, the pussy thereof.
Uh-oh.
Whole nother show.
That sounds like an interesting book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sounds like one of those Lifetime movies. Mm-hmm. I don't read too much, but I would pick that one.
I know you'd read that one.
I know that's right. That's a home run right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I just think, you know, when I thought it was nice to see the solidarity of people, you know, getting together and saying that they're going to stand for, you know, what they believe is right. They're not going to just sit down and take it anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we don't know exactly what happened. I heard one of the, I forgot the brother's name. He's a legal analyst on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking today about what the grand jury's role should be,
mm-hmm.
and about the introduction of the marijuana and possible, you know, the marijuana that they found in Mike Brown,
mm-hmm.
in his blood and all. And he was saying that when you introduce anything like that, you're supposed to then bring in how it would have had an effect.
Mm-hmm.
You don't just throw it out there and say, oh, and he had marijuana in his system,
right.
and then you leave it up to the grand jury to figure out what to do with that information.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing he was saying is that when the police say that they searched Mike Brown's pockets,
mm-hmm.
for whatever reason now, they said that they did not record everything on camera like they should have because the quote-unquote batteries were dead. So they didn't really have a record of what they found, but yet you write it in the report. Oh, we found marijuana, and we found this, that, and the other, but you don't have it, like, recorded.
But this is after he laid on the ground 4 damn hours. So anything that was in his pockets was probably tainted with blood because he sat there and bled like a, you know, like a sow pig or something.
Yeah, that was ridiculous. The reason why
he laid there like that is because he was shot so viciously that when they pulled the tarp off him to look at him, his blood was probably running so profusely that you need a fire truck to spray that shit. And everything was like, you know, it was the moment wasn't right.
Mm-hmm.
The moment wasn't right to take the body and leave the blood. The moment wasn't right to spray the blood with the fire truck. Everything was like, they said, you know what? We got to leave him here for a while. Until we're able to surround this whole perimeter with some artificial shit. Because it's just a mess.
Yeah.
Underneath that thing was this guy was 6'5". Big ass dude, got shot 10 times. That blood was running out like water.
Well,
and if they would have took that off, the videos on that would have been fucking buck wild crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, they know that they know that everybody got some kind of video of some type. iPad, M-Pad, C-Pad, D-Pad,
yeah.
all kind of shit.
It'll come out later.
It's been crazy.
Yeah.
So
well, that's part of what the
coming.
Analyst was saying. He was saying that the grand jury's role should have been just to determine whether or not there was enough evidence for this to even go to trial. And because of the way it was handled, they basically were put in a position to say, okay, well, you know what? Y'all want to look at the information here. Here's everything. And they just threw all this information, data, evidence, et cetera, at them and left it to them to decipher. And we're talking about common average folks. You know, these people aren't legally trained or any of that stuff. They're not forensic experts or any of that.
Mm-hmm.
But they had to sit there and try to sift through all of this stuff. And that's why they came to the conclusion they did. Because when you listen to what the police officer said, and then when you looked at the physical evidence, it did start to look like, okay, well, he did appear to have moved away, and then it looked like Mike Brown came back toward the officer. But I still was questioning, how come you had to shoot so many times?
My question would have been to the officer, in your honest belief, do you think that it takes 10 bullets to kill a motherfucker? Or to stop him, not kill, stop.
As the police officer said, quote, unquote, he felt as if he was like an incredible Hulk.
Yeah,
and
okay.
He felt like a little kid.
Let me tell you something.
He was in a drug infested, known to be
drug dealing kind of hood type neighborhood.
Why you call for backup?
Why were you in that neighborhood?
Why
you
call for backup?
Like little mouse compared to all that's going on.
Right,
you
by yourself. You carried all this shit.
Exactly.
You didn't call for backup.
And
you and everybody else.
If you scared, say you scared. Uh-uh. Why you up in there?
Well, did you guys see the interview with the cop?
Mm-hmm.
That ABC.
He was acting like he was so relaxed. Like he was so relaxed.
But see, my thing was, when you're that detailed, you're lying.
You're lying your ass.
I give you 50-50. 50 true,
mm-hmm.
50 lies.
I agree with you. High five.
And why did you spoke? And he spoke after the grand jury decision came down. Why didn't he speak before then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this shit, you know, the revolution will not be televised, okay?
I know, that's right.
People think that all this shit's being done to blacks and all. I was in the bathroom. Red Wine, give me a disclosure, please.
Why you about to cut up?
Mm-mm.
I'm about to cut up because this Kvasi about to kick the fuck in.
Uh-oh.
No, that's right.
All right, hold on. Let me get you your other plan.
The following program contains coarse language and nudity. Viewer discretion is advised.
Now, you know, in all seriousness, I just want everybody to understand this. This shit is not black and white. This is straight human, okay? We all on this world together, we all was born into this life in this particular time in this zone doing what we do. Everybody's equal. I don't give a fuck. You look at your liver, your heart, your lungs, your chest, all the shit that you made of the same shit somebody else is made of. That skin color bullshit and all the rest of that dumb shit has got people so stigmatized thinking that they got some kind of edge on somebody else because people are being treated another way. That is the most foolish fucking thing you can ever imagine in this world. Because, you know, like Gil Scott Heron said, you know, the revolution will not be televised. When this shit really hits the fan, because you got people over in Hong Kong protesting about shit too. And you got people over in Syria, Iraq, Iran, everywhere. All these different communities that are protesting. And once this shit hits ahead, once this shit bottle rockets all together and comes together in unison, everybody's protest hits that big old nine. You know, when you say something is going, you know, full nine, it's gonna be deep. Because the stigma of people thinking that black folks are the trouble. I was in the bathroom one time in a fucking urinal. I walked in the bathroom. This Asian guy was in one urinal. I went three urinals down from him because when he turned around, I saw his fucking paranoia when I first walked in the bathroom. So I said, I'm not even going to piss next to this paranoid motherfucker. Because he looked up and he saw me and he's like, you know, oh, shit.
You should have messed him up, Pop, and pissed on him. No, I'm joking.
I should have pulled out my Johnson to show him just how inferior the fuck he was to me, for real.
Watch out, man.
But anyway.
Watch out, Pop.
Anyway, but all I'm saying is that the stigmas of racism has been geared to people in other countries for years. Everybody wants the American dream, but the shit was told to them to stand away from the black man. The black man. Watch the black man. Every fucking nationality was told this shit. Africans, Asians, Jewish, everybody was told they were. And now when they come to America, they do all the shit they do and stay away from the black man. And when the black man comes near them, shoot that motherfucker, get rid of him at any cost because he's a problem.
But why do you think they do that, Pop? You think they are intimidated by him?
Well, because the stigma has been, it's always been, they have watched the history books of people spraying us with fucking hoses and sicking dogs on us and thinking that we actually deserve that shit.
Right.
You know, they're looking at this twisted YouTube shit and feeling like, wow, the black man is fucked up. Instead of them realizing that, you know, but all we have to do is, this is why Martin Luther King was killed, because he had the ability for motherfuckers to boycott.
Yeah,
and we need to boycott completely.
Yeah.
Stop buying shit. Because if we stop for one day, if sisters stop going to work for one day, the white man won't have shit to gaze at, to look at. All that ass, all that titties, all that everything.
That's
motherfucker using black people every day.
That's another show, Papa.
It's entertainment. Entertainment.
That's another show, Papa.
I'm just saying. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
Every man in the world desires a woman of color.
I hear you.
Let me shut up.
We wanted to do exclusive on that. Just one hour of just blackness again. Blackness, too.
Oh, yes. Celebrate the blackness.
I know that's right.
You all guys right. got any questions or comments? 914-803-4306.
Get Papa Didi some ice.
They put ice on my fucking head. Isn't that crazy?
Fired up. Look at that ice. It's smoking.
And press 1 if you want to talk with us or, you know, voice your opinions or check us out on abajamaparty.com.
Yeah, call in.
Yeah.
Now I don't want to do all the talking.
Uh-oh.
Call in. Come on now.
Call in and calm Papa down.
914-803-4306. And press 1.
All right, we got enough time for this.
We're gonna take a little CC break.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Papa Didi. Join me on Friday nights live at the Pajama Party Adult Online Radio Talk Show. And don't miss my segments called Living for the City and What's Poppin'.
Hey, and join me. This is Red Wine with the Long, Long Stem. And I've got the hot topics and my commentary called I'm Just Saying. And don't forget, the cocktail of the week for me, Kettle with the Yellow Top. I got the Hollywood Wrap-Up along with Weird News. And don't forget, we've got the Kitchen List. That's where people get on our last nerves and you want us to call them out.
So join us on Blog Talk Radio for the Pajama Party.
Every Friday night at 9 p.m. on the East Coast and 6 p.m. on the West Coast. Go to apajamaparty.com to listen online or follow us on Twitter at apajamaparty. Call us live, 914-803-4306. And don't forget to press 1.
Now let's get back to the show.
Hey, what happened to the snack tray?
Or the bartender?
Does he want to see my slippers?
I'll call the room service.
All right, well, welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of those Papa Didi. They put some ice packs on my head and shit to cool me down and everything. So I'm back being a regular motherfucker.
I got a topic I want to talk about. I'm sure everybody by now heard about the little 12-year-old boy that was killed, that was playing with a toy gun out on the playground.
In Cleveland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. He was shot and killed by Officer Timothy Lohman. And as it turns out, this officer was a rookie, first of all.
Wow.
So now when the call was made, someone spotted the child on the playground with a gun. They called 911 and said, hey, there's a kid out there with a gun. It's probably fake, but it's scaring me anyway. You might want to check it out. So when dispatch gave the information to this officer, who is a rookie, they failed to report that the caller originally said it's probably fake.
And like all
that the caller said that he said it twice, that it's probably fake, but I don't know. It looks like it's fake, but it's kind of scary nonetheless.
And the dispatcher, like any other dispatcher, blows the shit out of proportion, saying there's a black guy with a fucking gun, and we need to stop him, and everybody's scared. So the cops come out there all fired up.
So this cop comes out there, and they said that he only waited between one and a half to 2 seconds before he fatally shot this little boy. His name is Tamir Rice. Now, the cop's partner stayed in the car.
Mm-hmm.
So now the caller, the caller told the dispatchers that the gun was probably fake, but the dispatchers did not tell that to the responding officers. So as a result, now the rookie cop, Lohman, he said that he told this little boy to show his hands 3 times before he fired.
Hmm.
Now, this kid is 12. I don't know if he thought it was a game. I don't know if he understood what he was being told. Show your hands. I don't know if he showed it with the gun. The video has been released. I'm going to have to check out this video.
Well, the gun was already in his hand.
So that's what I'm saying.
Show your hands.
When you say show your hands,
why not say drop the weapon?
Right. I don't know if he showed his hands with the gun still in his hand. I mean, you tell a 12-year-old, they take things very literally.
A 12-year-old and a rookie, there's no fucking difference, okay? The rookie is just as fucking absent-minded as a goddamn 12-year-old. So he had 2 motherfuckers at the time that really didn't know what the hell they was doing. The 12-year-old out there with a gun that looked real, and then the rookie pulled up. Did you see the way the car pulled up all fast? And just the shit was like, shot, boom, right away. There was no standoff. There was no... Let me get back, you know, drop your weapon, like putting the car a little bit back. They just rode right up on the guy and just killed him in an instant.
But see, what I'm sorry, what do you want to say?
It amazes me. Who takes these videos? You know what I'm saying? Was this
off the dash cam of the car, of the cop car?
No, it shot the car. I think this was the surveillance of the playground.
Oh, okay.
Playground. a playground on a camera.
They have cameras.
But there was the cop just rolled up and took everything in his own hands. Whatever happened to the negotiating team? All the shit we see on CSI. All the shit we see on TV.
I guess that's only in Hollywood.
Well, you know, it's an atrocity the way that car pulled up. The car pulled up quick as hell.
Yeah. See, look, this is what I'm saying. But look at the controversy in the story. They're saying that he only waited 1.5 to 2 seconds before he shot him. But you're also saying that he told this boy, show your hands 2 times. How could you say, show your hands, and you only got 2 seconds before you shot him?
He didn't. If you see the video, the car pulled up right next to the boy.
That's what I'm saying. This is a conflict.
Yeah.
Because there's no way you could tell somebody, show your hands twice,
you know,
and then in 2 seconds,
first of all,
you said all that and shot somebody.
This is going to show you that these cops aren't even watching fucking TV. You got all this shit happening in Ferguson, and you're going to do some shit in Cleveland of the same nature.
I agree.
I mean, this shit is already happening. You want to be part of the news, man? Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be. I mean, and I agree with you. You know, if you see enough of this every day, you would think these cops would be like, you know what, I'm not trying to be the next one on the news.
Yeah.
So maybe I should just, you know, move a little bit slower.
Exactly.
Wait for backup, you know, do what you got to do.
Yeah, fuck it. I ain't going to be the next one. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But we got a caller coming in. Caller?
Yes.
How you doing?
Okay, according to the video that you're talking about, when you hear the officer, he told him to show me your hands. The young boy was waving the gun. The officer shot him, and you can hear the officer say, you can hear the shot. You hear the officer say, black male down, probably around age 20. And you would tell me, you officer, you can't get us a little boy?
How in the world did he think this kid was 20?
They don't have a clue.
It was on record. The officer says, he say black male down.
Right.
Throughout age 20. I'm like, what the hell is he looking at? He's awesome. He can't give us a damn child.
Right, black male down, exactly. Which goes to show that the dispatcher reported like it was a fucking animal, and now the cop went and took care of the animal reported. And he's honored the fact that that shit that we had going on, I took care of it real quick. It's the way that shit translates. So
that doesn't
make sense. Black male down. What the fuck does that mean? Black male down.
That sounds like damn language.
Does that mean that okay? All right, he's down. So what's that going to save the goddamn world? What's it, world peace now? I mean, you know. Mm. Yeah, I understand. That was a good point there, caller.
Yeah.
That was a good point.
Thank you.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right, caller. Thank you. You have a good night.
That was
some straight stupidity.
Yeah. Which is have everybody just, you know, walk with awareness nowadays. You know, if you get pulled over, just do the right thing. Don't even let that shit escalate, because we are a foreign matter to these people. Mm-hmm. Even though we've been in this country for years, we're foreign matter and we're disposable. You know, and people think that, fuck it, we're non-existent. So just, if somebody tell you to show your shit, show your shit. If your shit expired, you don't know about it, be apologetic. You know, turn into a punk ass so you can live another day.
I know that.
Don't be no heroic motherfucker. It's not good.
Yeah, that's a true thing.
But
we're going to take a break.
We'll move on to the next topic.
All right. What else we got? Well, we're going to take a little CC break.
Yeah, we'll take a break.
Okay. And we'll be right back. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Kettle with the Yellow Top. I'm waiting to hear from you tonight. I'm at the Pajama Party Live. So you can reach us at 914-803-4306, or you can check us out on apajamaparty.com. I've got my opinions, but I want to hear yours. Papa Didi and Red Wine are trying to beat me down, so I need you to call back and back me up. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing, so call me now. 914-803-4306.
I'm right here on WBJP Blog Talk Radio. Waiting to hear from you. Here it comes. I gotta go. Yeah, we're back here at the Pajama Party. One
Money host, Papa Didi. I'm here with
Kettle. Hey. And Red Wine.
Yoo-hoo!
Let's see, we have Pele in the news. Brazilian football legend.
Where are
Pele.
Soccer.
Well, they call it football.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a hit it and quit it headline?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's hit it then.
Pele. Brazilian football / soccer legend Pele condition has improved, according to the Thursday evening statement from the Sao Paulo Hospital. There's been early concerns about Pele's health after Albert Einstein Hospital issued a release that said his condition was unstable.
He
was in intensive care because of he has a kidney condition, and he's been battling that.
He got on Twitter and said, "No, I was never in intensive care because of my condition. They put me there because of privacy, and I'm fine." And it was funny how the people kept reporting it. They kept saying, "Well, according to his Twitter account," and I'm like, "Why is he saying like that?"
Because they haven't gone live with him. They haven't.
But I'm saying the way they kept saying according to his Twitter account, as if to me it sounded like they were saying they didn't believe that it was him posting that note on Twitter. Because any other time when they when you mention something on Twitter, people just say, "Oh, so and so tweeted this, that, or the other." But they kept on saying it over and over, according to his Twitter account, as if they were doubting whether it was him actually typing the note on Twitter.
Right.
But according to his Twitter account, as the story goes, he said he's doing fine.
He's 74 years old, like he gives a fuck about Twitter. Anyway, we won't even go there. I'm not even that old, and I don't give a fuck about Twitter.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah, because I heard.
Yeah, he had kidney stones and something to that effect, and there was, it's just a lot of stuff going on. I mean, you got to understand, too, a person like him wants to keep his endorsements, you know, and he don't want to be labeled as, you know, dead man walking, or whatever the case may be. So he want to keep his endorsements, so he want to keep everything like, "I'm doing fine, you know, making me blow my Coca-Cola contract."
I know, that's right.
Shut up.
Keep it hushed
up.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah.
What else we got?
I got one here, Walmart. Some workers are expected to strike. They're going to walk off the job during this shift.
Not during Black Friday time.
They said enough is enough.
I don't blame them.
These folks, they want a minimum of $15 an hour.
Mm.
They said, pay me.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I guess for putting up with all that foolishness, they trying to get paid. I ain't mad at them.
Yeah, I saw something on TV with the Black Friday at Walmart. It was crazy, man. This one guy was grabbing his Xbox or something for this lady, just snatched it out of her hand.
Yeah, I saw him fighting over TV.
He walked away all mean, and he had on a long jersey, Howie Longson's jersey. And it was vicious. I mean, the guy was just like, snatched it out of lady's hand. It's crazy.
It's a mess. I just don't understand. So these Walmart workers feel as if they're overworked and underpaid.
Oh, without a doubt.
As usual. Well, who isn't?
I know, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
It says 6,000 of the company's 1.3 million U.S. workers are paid at the minimum wage. He vowed that the company would eventually pay all the workers above the minimum wage.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
Yeah.
Is that like when pigs fly?
Yeah.
Eventually.
He didn't say what time, what date, year, 2, 3 years.
And the ones they need are those frontliners that are making minimum wage. They need them.
Yeah.
Those frontliners. If they struck one day, you know, but so many people want jobs, and they'll replace some motherfuckers in a New York minute. So it wouldn't make a difference.
Yeah, they don't care.
No, crazy.
Man.
Well, I got one about this quadrifoil boat. It looks kind of like it's a quadrifoil, and it looks kind of like one of those boats out of a James Bond movie.
Uh-oh.
You know how you used to see James Bond with all that cool stuff?
Uh-huh.
Well, now they got one for real. This thing sits up.
Leg.
I would say spider legs, but spiders have, what, 8 legs? This has 4.
Cockroach legs.
Well, this has 4. It's like 4 legs, and it actually rides on the water on that. And it doesn't go real fast, but they say it goes up to about maximum speed, like 24 miles per hour. And they're supposed to start selling them. They range about $18,700 to buy one.
That's all.
Go ahead and write that check, Papa.
Okay.
Yeah, I might have to get me one.
So does the legs go at the bottom of the ocean, or where does the legs go?
No, the legs, like, skim the water. Mm-hmm. So it's like you're sitting up in the seated part.
So the legs don't touch the bottom of the water.
Yeah, the foot of the leg. It's like the feet of the leg.
So you got to be in shallow
water. No, you can be out on regular water.
So with the leg, what they do? Doggy paddle?
It's just something about the way that it's made.
Like
it's real sleek and futuristic looking, and it uses a technology to, as they call it, fly above the surface of the water.
Wow.
And it's virtually emission free,
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't kick out a lot of harmful stuff to the life in the water, you know, the fish
mm-hmm.
and everything living under the water and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
I would love to go see a demo of it.
Really?
So if y'all want to check it out, look it up on YouTube and you can see a video. It's called Quadrofoil.
Yeah, it looks like it's legs on a damn boat.
Yeah, it looks almost like a big bug.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I can see is a negative is they say it does not have any storage on the boat.
Yeah. I think it's just for fun. That's what it looks like. Because two people are riding in it.
Yeah, I don't see anything. Looking at a picture of it, it just looks like they're using their legs to work the legs.
Wow.
No, you don't use your legs. You're just sitting there. But there's no onboard storage.
It's a sophisticated paddle boat.
It is not a paddle boat.
Yeah, mine loves the paddle boat.
Y'all just don't see the technology in the future. You need to embrace the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
Embrace the future.
I need
a boat. The red one.
I thought we had two, but I'm three.
Or four, but I'm just saying, it's about, but it's, this is the future, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm just saying, you know, I really like it. I think it's kind of sexy.
Well, Papa, look, maybe we can do the live show from the boat, but only two can fit in there.
Only two can fit
in there. I got to hang off the side or something.
And you can't carry anything because they say there's no onboard storage.
I guess I just got to hold the kvassier in one hand.
Because I just hold your cup in your hand.
Another hand. Look, you guys got any questions or comments? What's the number, Papa?
It's 914-803-4306.
And press one.
Press one. Yes.
Woo. Be fast with us. We're tired of telling some stuff you know. Give us some.
Yeah, because we'll keep going.
Give us some hot topics.
Yeah. Let us know what's happening in your life.
Yeah.
We can go off topic.
Yeah. But we're going to take a little CT break and we're going to come right back.
All righty.
You're listening to the Pajama Party Late Night Adult Talk Show. We've added a new segment to the show called the Kiss It List. Every week, we put people on this list who have done dumb stuff or have been irritating or just gotten on ours or your nerves. So we call them out and put them on the Kiss It List, and we tell you why. If you have somebody you want to add to our Kiss It List, hit us on Twitter at @apajamaparty and use hashtag Kiss It, and we'll add them to the list. If you prefer to email your contenders, send them to info@apajamaparty.com. We'll call them out every Friday night at the end of the show, so get those names in. Now, let's get back to the Pajama Party crew and more of the show. DJ, would you mind turning it up a notch? Oh, how rude! Oh, you're on the Kiss It List.
All right, we're back here at the Pajama Party. I'm going to
do the what?
I'm the black man, so they beat me down. That's contagious nowadays.
Oh, please. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
I'm just laughing at you trying to say pajama party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everything
as you
do.
Add more ice to your glass. That's
everything
what I'm laughing
we do
at.
Scrutinize. Anyway.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm going to get into my What's Poppin' segment here. Today, let's talk about Bill Cosby and all these monkey-see-monkey-do people that's dropping him from different things. You know, here he is. How old is Bill Cosby now?
I don't know. 70-something. Yeah, I'll find out.
I doubt if he even gives a shit about all this stuff. You know, but the one thing I say when it comes to situations is always watch out for the situation. When you're talking about Bill Cosby, look out for the people that's taking his place. Well, Bill Cosby is 77 years old. He was born July 12, 1937.
Ooh, that was a long
okay.
time ago.
77 years old. Now, Bill Cosby, hopefully he got some money saved up and all these other degrees that was hanging on his wall that looked good when he was climbing a ladder and trying to be the best he could be. He probably could give a fuck about all that, to be honest with you. He's at the age of his life where he has everything he needs. He's built more security around his life with all this crap going on. And the one beautiful thing that I love that he's doing right now, he's using the theory and the American option that we all have and that is everything you say can and will be used against you, and that's why he's keeping his fucking mouth shut, and I applaud him for that. I applaud him for that. The more you don't say will allow people to be able to shut up. If you start talking, the more you talk, the more people will have shit on you. These women, when this shit went down, when these women, if it did go down, they was grown women. They weren't children. They all knew what they was doing. But see, they had intentions at the time. They all had motives. They all wanted to be singers, dancers, fucking hula hoop jumpers, whatever they were, hotchkotch kings, double dutch, whatever they specialized in. They wanted Bill Cosby to help them along. Okay?
So was that the deal? He was supposed to be helping their career?
Well, apparently, whatever was going on, I'm not speculating on anything. But I'm just saying that if something went down inappropriate, you should have called the police at that time. But to say that when I was 22 years old and now you fucking 80, you know, nobody gives a fuck about what you did when you was 22. Now that you're 80. Okay? Oh, when I had dark hair on my vagina, now that your shit is grayer than a motherfucker.
Papa, Papa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when I had dark hair on my vajayjay, he did this. Okay, what color is it now? This motherfucker greater than a motherfucker. Anyway, to come in now, and then what gets me is the monkey see, monkey do shit. All these different, just like when, let's give an example, Adrian Peterson, when Minnesota was going to bring him back. All of a sudden, Goodell saying, we got to let him go because we're losing endorsements. We're losing endorsements from Anheuser-Busch. Now, who gives a fuck about a beer dropping off? Does that really matter?
They got plenty of beer.
A fucking $9, 12-ounce beer at the stadium? You know how much beers are at the stadium? That little blue thing, little cylinder that they sell.
$50.
Looks like shit costs like $8, $9
mm-hmm.
for a little Miller Lite or Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we're going to lose Bud Light. Well, so I can't get drunk at the game. Oh, fuck. Mm. You know, they're actually acting like this is a big deal. I mean, the shit that we put up with, like
there's
I tell you.
There's plenty of beer distributors.
You know what?
If that one step all the time.
You know what? God bless
it.
Martin Luther King and his soul and his memory, because he was the only person in this world that had the ability to make motherfuckers boycott nationwide. I think that's one of the main reasons he was killed, because white folks felt like a nigga should not have that much power.
All right,
okay?
Now.
And that's why they killed
Say
him.
Say it loud.
Okay?
I'm black, girl, bro!
And they did everything they could so he wouldn't come back from Memphis. And they stopped the firemen, policemen, everything. So even if the guy would have shot him in his arm, he would have bled to death. So there would have been no EMSs around at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But getting off this, I don't mean to jump off the subject, but what I'm saying is that all these different colleges have taken everything from Bill Cosby. Like I said, Bill Cosby held a seat on all these boards. So like I always tell y'all, watch the people that sit in the seat after he's gone. Those are the real motherfuckers you got to watch out for.
Mm-hmm.
It's not people taking shit. It's people that's gaining shit. It's a new day. They say he's 77. He's an old motherfucker. Let's get rid of him. Or there's a scandal on him. Yo, cool. Okay, because, you know, Mary wants to get in. She's the granddaughter of fucking Johnson & Johnson. She's the granddaughter of, you know, the Hickory family to make fucking Cairo Surf or whatever. She's got big money. We need her.
Yeah.
She's new money.
Mm-hmm.
Cosby's old money. You know, I mean, people got to see the forest for the fucking trees.
Yeah.
Stop looking at the obvious. Stop living a typical life where you just believe in the same old stupid bullshit. And stop for a minute and look at the whole big picture for a minute. You know? I mean, when you see stuff come along, when a cop comes up to your car, you should already have this motherfucker pegged. You should already have your license, registration, proof of insurance ready for his ass. Look at his attitude. Follow his attitude. If he's a racist motherfucker, turn into a bitch. Because a racist motherfucker wants to see a black man be a bitch. Be a bitch. Until he gives you a ticket, then you drive off as a bitch, because you being a bitch will live another day.
Oh, bitch, bitch, bitch.
Anyway. So anyway, I just want to get my two cents out there on Cosby. Cosby, do your thing, brother. You're an icon. You put together all this stuff with the Cosby, Fat Albert.
Right.
Remember
Fat
Albert?
Hey.
Oh, bubba, 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 bubba,
I'm going to tell bubba, you. You.
See,
that's what happens when you're drinking Cavazier and red wine.
That's right.
I am sober tonight.
Yeah,
right. Y'all better move because lightning may strike. So.
I know, that's right. I am not trying to get zapped on a Friday night.
Watch out, man. Watch out, man.
So, Bill Cosby, keep doing your thing. You know, don't let these women that were adults when this shit happened, they weren't children. And they knew what they were getting into. Now they trying to do whatever. But, brother, you did your thing, the Cosby Show. You got your money in the bank. Fuck them in the horse they rode in on.
I know.
All right,
like,
now.
All right.
That's
all
right.
I
Papa D.D. has said.
I'm
that,
just saying.
You better
say
so. Yeah. Watch out there. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll take a break and
yeah,
we'll get back with y'all.
All right.
All right.
Yeah,
we'll
come back.
We're
going to go through a break.
Mm-hmm. This is Papa D.D. You're listening to the Pajama Party on WPJP Blog Talk Radio. If you have something to add to the conversation, give us a call right now at 914-803-4306 and press 1 to be entered into the queue. I want to hear from the men, so call me, Papa D.D. Don't let kettle and red wine scare you. Just call and talk to me. I got your back. Number again is 914-803-4306. Or go to apajamaparty.com. I gotta get back before they notice I was gone. So call me now. She's a girl in a dream. She's a
full-eyed cartoon monster on the TV screen. Yeah, we're back at the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa D.D. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Red Wine.
Woohoo!
All right, what we got going on next, Red Wine? Isn't that your thing?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Okay, tonight I just want to talk about what is going on with all this fighting and stuff over Black Friday. Do we have to do this every year? I'm just saying. Now, I was very distressed and very disappointed to see grown people fighting over Barbie dolls. I saw a man in L.A. get arrested over a $5 Barbie doll. This woman punched him in the face. He struck back. The cops arrested him. I'm just saying, like, for real, y'all, I understand about wanting to get a good deal. I mean, I love to go shopping. I would shop every day if I could afford it. I'm all for a good sale. But when you got to fight is to get a good bargain, something is wrong. I get it that, you know, Walmart, and it seemed like all the fights were at Walmart. I didn't hear any fights going on at Target or at Macy's, JCPenney, Sears, nowhere else. All the fights that were recorded on the news anyway were all at Walmart. So what is going on, Walmart? I get it that y'all got falling prices and stuff, but now you got falling customers too. People would fight. Girl, you should have seen it. The cops were trying to break up a fight over I forgot what size it was. It was a big flat screen TV.
Mm-hmm.
They had it marked down for $400.
Wow.
So it must have been a big one.
Uh-huh.
Marked down to $400. Why was this woman rolling in the floor, holding on to the box, kicking and fighting and cussing out somebody, trying to take it from her?
Wow.
And I'm like, really, y'all? First of all, let's get real.
Mm-hmm.
$400. Okay, granted, if this was must have been like what a $600-$700 television.
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. You getting it for $400, but if you will end up in jail, how much is all that gonna cost you?
That's true.
So let's just think about this for a second. If you got a risk going to jail, getting a record, having your kids and your family and everybody who knows you embarrassed, what good does it do? But you say, well, but I got that TV for $400. $400 is not a drop in the bucket.
No.
I mean, that thing, I don't know how much the original price of it was, but it was not worth all that. And that $5 Barbie doll, come on. You could have just gone on and paid the $10 or $12 for the thing, real price, and been done with it. So I'm just saying, you know, grown folks, y'all need to grow up.
Mm-hmm.
All this rolling in the floor, punching one another,
mm-hmm.
kicking and scratching and stuff, trying to get a deal. This does not make any sense.
I know that's right.
So, you know, and somebody just said to me about there's some history behind the whole topic or the whole category. What's it, the name? Black Friday. We're going to have to look into it, but I was told that Black Friday was a time when the slaves were being sold and auctioned.
Ooh.
So we need to go back and trace the history. I'm going to check that out, and I'll let you all know what I find out. But if that's what it is, we definitely need to boycott this whole Black Friday situation.
Why can't it be all a White Friday?
Well, you know, supposedly Black Friday is when businesses go into the black
mm-hmm.
and make a profit,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the buying season for
mm-hmm.
the holiday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
However, I appreciate and applaud all of the people who were standing for Mike Brown, who said they were not going to shop. They were calling it Brown Friday, and they said, we're not spending our money on Black Friday because we're calling it Brown Friday, and y'all are not getting our money.
I know that.
There
right.
was one mall in, I want to say it was San Antonio. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Was it San Antonio, or was it down in, no, it must have been in Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
I got to see where it was. But the people were laying down all in the mall,
wow.
in the food court. Nobody could come through and really shop peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't creating any havoc other than that.
Right.
They had police all out in front of the stores and stuff trying to allow people to still come in and shop.
Mm-hmm.
And all the police were saying is that, hey, as long as you don't impede the people who want to shop,
right.
we're not going to mess with you.
Right.
Chicago, that's what was going on in Chicago.
Wow.
I am proud to say that I was part of a protest in New York
mm-hmm.
when people were coming down the street, and we joined in the protest. And I was very proud to be part of history.
All right.
And there were, and what was funny to me is that the people in the protest were predominantly non-black.
Mm-hmm.
They had signs up that said Black Lives Matter. They were chanting in the street,
mm-hmm.
no peace, no justice. It was beautiful to see. And
mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that we just happened to be there at the right time, in the right place,
mm-hmm.
and we were part of that.
All right.
And I applaud them so much for that. All the people that were out doing their thing, standing for what they believe is right. The only thing is I'm saying, I'm not with all the violence and all, you know, when people start looting and all that, I don't see what that has to do with anything.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's just taking advantage of a situation. But as long as you want to stand for the right thing, I'm all for that. So I'm just saying, all this fighting, though, trying to get deals and sales and whatnot, people, for real, grow up. You can do. I just wanted to say to this, too. Do y'all know that you can get this stuff online, right? When they put all this Black Friday sales out and stuff, you can order this stuff online. You do not need to go to the store and arm wrestle people. That's just part of the fascination, I guess. But you can order this stuff online, and they will send it to your house. As long as you don't have people snatching your crap off your porch, you'll be all right. But that's a whole nother problem.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, snatching packages off people's porches and whatnot.
That's a whole nother show.
Really, that's a whole nother problem. But look, we got a caller coming in. So I want to bring this caller from my caller. Are you there, caller? Go right ahead. Welcome to the Pajama Party.
Hey, Pajama Party.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, caller.
Hey, it's your girl, Lena Chanel. I was calling in to talk about the protest that happens in New York.
Oh, okay. What about the New York protest?
Yeah, I heard what you were saying about it, and, you know, I was there with you, and I think that it was so incredible to be a part of that. Like, to be stuck right in a part of history is amazing. It felt so liberating.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. It was very cool. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was beautiful. We, we were in New York with Lena Chanel the other night. She was performing, and we were in a cab, as a matter of fact, and the protesters walked right past our cab, hundreds of them, right, Lena?
Yeah, it was crazy. It was so many people. I got them all on video.
Yeah, and it stuck in traffic, but they were all, like, chanting beautiful things, and we just sat there like we was in a storm for a minute, but
it was
so
amazing.
Beautiful. Everybody, guys playing a trumpet. I mean, it was like 100 people in this march, but everybody had a different thing going on, a different sign, a different
attitude.
It was beautiful, wasn't it? It was chill. That was a peaceful march right there.
Wow.
And it was so much diversity. There were black people, white people, Spanish people.
That New York crowd was just every rainbow color. Yeah, we appreciate that for sure.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Go ahead. You can finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, yeah. So I was going to say that was definitely an experience, and I was so glad to witness that, like, firsthand. It was crazy.
That was very nice. Yes, it was. Also, we went to see Lena Chanel perform tonight, and she came in first place. She won the contest.
All right, man.
Congratulations.
Yay.
All right, man. Go ahead, Lena Chanel.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and thank you so much for being here with me, guys. And I would, y'all go ahead and enjoy your night. I just wanted to call in and chime in and let you know that I was listening.
Okay.
All
right,
we
appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
All right, y'all have a great night.
You too. All right, you too. Yeah, like I said, you know, it was amazing. I saw a middle-aged white lady carrying a red, black, and green flag that she was waving proudly. We were fist pumping, chanting, and cheering out the window of the cab.
Right.
It was one of the most amazing things, next to probably being at the Martin Luther King, what was that, the 40th or 45th?
Yeah.
Whichever one it was, we went to Memphis?
Yes.
Down in Memphis. Things like that, when you get an opportunity to do it.
Oh, you and Kettle went? So what?
Yeah, that's right. Me and Kettle went to that one.
Okay.
we did you that
yeah,
time.
All right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We ran off that weekend.
What, the budget didn't allow three people?
No, we only had enough for two,
okay.
So we went on.
All right. But anyway, where
are we? Kettle missed the protest in New York.
Yeah, we did.
So
yeah.
See,
it's all
balanced out.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
Rewind, you was at both events. So what the hell?
Well, that's how I roll. That's how I roll.
You get
space
the most,
okay,
remember?
Yeah, you connect the audience.
You get space
okay.
the most. Hey, that's
anyway,
how I roll.
Anyway, where are we here? We
want to take a little CC
break. Yeah, let's
break.
Take a break, and we'll get back on your itinerary.
Because Papa D going to get on Rewind. I don't know how he going to get on it, but... We're going to come back. We're going to figure it out.
No.
He keeps my time.
Okay, whatever.
Sure.
All right. We're going to get a quick word from one of our sponsors from Whoop That Ass Academy, and we'll be right back. Watch out now.
Do you have unruly children? Do they misbehave in school and get bad grades? Are timeouts completely ineffective? Are you scared to spank them because they might have you arrested? What they need is a new school where discipline is number one and education is secondary. What they need is...
Whoop That Ass Academy.
Here at the
Whoop That Ass Academy,
we don't have discipline problems. Know why? We're privately owned and we do what we want. And when kids get out of hand,
we whoop that ass.
Time out is for football games. When kids want to show off, we don't give them a timeout. We just
whoop that ass.
We don't make a kid stand in the corner. That's by house plan. When one of our kids gets out of order, we snatch him out of that classroom and
whoop that ass.
Here at WTA Academy, we make sure they learn the basics of reading and writing, math and science. But above all else, they learn discipline. This is what will keep your kids out of jail. Make the world a better place. Sometimes you gotta
whoop that ass.
And we do. Here at WTA Academy, our motto is, we care enough to
whoop that ass.
They may not read and write too well, but they'll act like they've got sense. Because we
whoop that ass.
So bring your kids on down to
Whoop That Ass Academy.
We'll get them straight.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Red Wine.
Woohoo!
Oh, and next we're going to get on our on our weird news.
Yeah, it's all kind of weird news happening this week.
What we got, Papa?
I got something here where passengers had to get out and push the plane.
Push the plane?
And temperatures of minus 52 degrees Celsius.
They could kiss it.
After freezing weather brought it to a standstill, video has been posted online of the remarkable scene of a group of travelers moving a tilapia plane on a snow-covered runway in Siberia.
Oh, that's where it is. See, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Passengers in thick winter coats were heard shouting, "Let's go." As they put their hands on, the wings of the plane and shoved it several meters, they claimed that the brake pads were frozen and they had to push the plane to an area where the plane could get a fresh start.
Wow!
And be able to take off. Mm. Now this had to be Siberia because with the price of tickets in America, motherfuckers be like, you know what?
Kiss it, right?
I paid $400 for the ticket.
I ain't moving shit.
This had to be out of America. Okay?
They said, like, look, all them flight attendants, y'all better get out there and push this train.
Yeah, anyway, this didn't happen in America. What else we got?
That is crazy.
Well, this, I don't know. This one might be crazier than yours.
What you got?
We got Pooh Faces Park Band for Hermaphrodite.
Hermaphrodite?
Winnie the Pooh. Wait a minute. Winnie the Pooh could be banned from Polish playground after politicians labeled the character as a half-naked hermaphrodite who is an appropriate role model for children.
You know what? It's, let me finish, Papa.
Let me finish. Then you want to put a disclaimer on Papa.
Yeah,
the Love Bear was meant to be the namesake for a new park in Tustin, but his dubious sexuality and minimal clothing has led counselors to block the move.
Now, what perverted motherfucker let their mind go in that direction? Next, they're going to say the Pillsbury Doughboy is a naked motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, you know they tried to put clothes
Doughboy
on him.
Never had no clothes on, right?
But wait, have you seen it?
So who is...
But wait, time out. Have you seen the latest commercial where they give him a little pair of blue jeans to put on?
Yeah, he wanted to wear some pants.
They wanted to put on some jeans now because they don't want him to be
exposed. Like I said, always think about the aftermath. Who's thinking about this shit? That's the perverted motherfucker.
Something crazy.
Winnie the Pooh and the Pooh Bear.
Then he alluded to Pooh's addiction to honey and a rhyming polished poem.
You know what?
Winnie the Pooh is an alcoholic and a liar. He walks with no underwear and has cut off his testicles. What is going on?
All right, Winnie Pooh is an alcoholic, a liar with no testicles.
Yeah.
And addicted to honey.
And addicted
to honey. What kind of shiggity is that?
He got a honey, Joe. And he don't wear pants.
Maybe he even had some Jim Beam honey or some.
If I was Pooh's agent, I'd sue the shit out of all y'all.
I know that. You know what?
I would sue the shit. Okay. So I guess the Pillsbury Doughboy is next.
I guess so. I don't know what they're going to call him.
And they call Pooh a hermaphrodite?
Yep, there you go.
So they're saying because his genitals aren't exposed or declared, they don't know what he is.
They don't know.
Okay.
Probably, he's probably got to go back and forth. On the front end, he's one thing.
Who's on the back end? Some people with problems.
Apparently.
Yeah, we got to get the name next week.
Oh, my
God. Put them on the kissing list?
We're going to put them on the kissing list.
Well, why are you adding people on the list?
I got one for you.
Okay, come on.
In Phoenix, Arizona, they have passed a new law on masturbation that they call self-rape. This man, don't choke, you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
An Arizona teenager is being charged and held without bail, facing 3 to 15 years in prison over this new self-rape state law. Now, this was implemented by Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. Put her on the list.
Yes, Jan Brewer.
She is crazy. This boy is now in jail because his mother walked in his room while and caught him watching pornographic material and masturbating. She called 911 and said, "I don't know what demons possess my son. Something's wrong with him. Y'all come get him." How old is the boy? So the police. 15. So the police came and got him.
You could have put your computer on parental guidance level, right? You know all computers have parental guidance where you can't pull up fucking porno.
But see, they're blaming this child for it. This boy is 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first time since they've put this law in the books that it's been used. And now these people in Arizona are saying that they applaud the Arizona District Court for, you know, putting this law into motion like this. And they went on to talk about how they got this whole group. His mother is a self-proclaimed fanatical Baptist.
And
she's saying that, you know, demons possess her son, and that's not how she raised him. And
I know
she called 911.
That's Carrie's mother.
Sounds to me like a retired
hoe. It must be.
She sounds like a retired hoe pissed off at the world.
I don't know. She said up until now, her precious son has had no problems with the law until this happened.
And this is in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm going to make sure I don't go that way.
They got an organization to stop masturbation, and they got a mascot that's called Sappy, the anti-masturbation dolphin.
Are you serious? What kind of shiznick is that?
This fucking world.
All I'm saying is that it's some weird people out here.
Anti-masturbation dolphin.
His name is Sappy. S-A-P-P-Y, Sappy.
Sappy.
The anti-masturbation dolphin. That's the mascot for their organization.
They're saying that Sappy has helped tens of thousands
of adults and children learn to live a masturbation-free lifestyle.
Wow. I'm like, okay, sure you're right. Okay.
Sure you're right.
You know what?
That's enough weird-ass
Where do y'all find this shit?
They find Condos pop.
Great.
Yeah,
that's
weird news finds us.
Anyway,
yeah,
we got to move on. We're running low on time here. My segment on Living for the City, I want to focus on something real fast. I want to focus on the dispatchers, the 911 dispatchers. They need to stop talking so vicious to the police officers. So when the police go to investigate a crime, stop using the word, there's a black guy that's there and he looks violent. Somebody reported him being violent. I think the dispatchers are the ones planting the seed in the police officer's head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just
yeah,
say investigate, and the police need to go and help defuse the situation. Don't just go and figure, like, I'm going to be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Right.
So we're going to put the dispatchers on the fucking kissing list.
I know, that's right.
Because they need to stop talking so vicious about the, when somebody reports a 911, there's a man with a gun, yada, yada, and the dispatcher saying, there's a black man with a gun, he looks violent, he looks horrible, and the cop has that attitude, and they most likely send a white cop to rectify that situation. He goes there with a whole different attitude. So.
Well, I think after a while, Papa, they're going to start using acronyms. Just say BM.
Yeah. Oh, they're using codes already.
Yeah,
we've been using the codes
they
already.
They're going to code it down. But,
so the dispatchers are on the kissing list. For sure.
Put them on the list.
There you go.
All right. We want to move on.
Well, I'm just going to briefly talk about the Hollywood wrap-up about the Aaliyah biopic.
Oh,
you know, Wendy Williams, she produced that biopic on Aaliyah. And, Timbaland and some other folks were tweeting that, you know, it wasn't even worth, putting on the screen.
Yeah, they said it was really bad.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was bad.
But Wendy Williams, you know, the next day, of course, she's not going to talk bad about her production.
Mm-hmm.
She says, okay, you guys, they were number two as far as ratings.
Yeah.
She said either you loved it or you hated it.
But
you watched
it.
That's what
right.
I'm saying. That was that was her bottom line. I'm like,
yeah, okay.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to produce something in that way?
What does she give a shit? She's just a regular radio DJ that got a show, and anything she does is better than what she's been doing.
Yeah.
You know, come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
What is she, a man, woman? What is she?
I'm not
right
that.
Now. Behave.
He said she's a MAN. Capital M, capital A, capital N.
She's wearing a size 15 shoe.
Why we got to do that?
When
Papa D.
When she was getting breast implants, she didn't know when to say when. Motherfucker said 34. She said, no, give me 84.
They popped up.
Out. Big old titties, flat ass. What are we going to do? Anyway.
Anyway, but we're gonna take a little break.
Yeah, let's
and
take
come
a break
back with
and
the little kissing list.
We'll put together our kissing list.
Yeah, you guys
and,
got any questions or comments, right, Papa? 914-803-4306.
Right.
Go ahead, rewind and press what? Press one.
She's
or AvaJamaParty.com, or you can catch us on Twitter at AvaJamaParty on Twitter.
That's right, and we'll be right back.
What's your opinion? We want to know on the Late Night Adult Pajama Party. Call us now on 914-803-4306 and tell us if you agree or disagree, or if you don't care one way or the other. If you've been waiting all week to tell somebody what's on your mind, now is your chance. Dial 914-803-4306 and press 1 to speak with the Pajama Party live on the air. To listen to the show online, go to www.apajamaparty.com and click the listen banner on the top right. If you'd like to advertise your business with us, get in touch on www.apajamaparty.com. So call us now on 914-803-4306 and press 1. We will get to you as quick as we can. Now, back to the Pajama Party live.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Pajama Party. I'm one of your hosts, Papa Didi. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey.
And Red Wine.
Cheers.
All right. And we're going to be wrapping things up here shortly. We're going to put together our little kissing list.
Oh, yeah. Who's on the kissing list tonight?
First of all, we got the UMass of Amherst. What is it called?
Yeah.
Amherst. They dropped Bill Cosby for whatever monkey see, monkey do bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All the Bill Cosby hoes, the 15 hoes that reported him on on allegations. None of these women were children at the time. They was all adults.
I know that's
and
right.
If they had a problem at that time, they should report it at that time. What the fuck you reported at 15, 20 years later?
And can I add NBC and TV Land to that list?
TV Land. I think they just want to implement somebody else. Like I tell you all the time, my theory is don't watch the aspect of what's happening now. Watch who comes in their place. They took him off of TV Land. Watch who comes in place. Probably Modern Family or somebody else who wants to get in Bill Cosby's spot. It's not Bill Cosby. It's the motherfuckers who want to jump in his spot.
All right.
Okay. Also,
TV Land and NBC.
TV Land,
right?
NBC, all of them. Yeah, NBC, put them on there too. Mr. Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots, that said nobody's going to pick up Ray Rice.
Yeah, that's not
fuck
right.
Fuck does he know? He's the owner
right.
of the, he's the owner of New England Patriots.
Right.
Okay,
he's
you got
trying to poison the
teams.
Water.
You got 31 other football
worry
teams.
Worry about your own team.
Wherever Ray Rice goes, that's his business. You don't want him to come to the Patriots, so busy.
Right.
So be it. Get out of his world, you rich motherfucker. Anyway, we got Roger Goodell, the commissioner of football. He's on a permit list.
Yep.
He's as fucked up as it can be. The Cleveland police for killing that young 12-year-old boy.
That wasn't right.
Instead of coming there investigating the situation,
right.
you pull up on him quick and put a bullet in his ass just that fast. What if it was your 12-year-old son?
That was some shit.
Okay?
It was.
You keep saying, police often say they want to get home safe at night. Okay, well, stop killing black children during the fucking day because you want to get home safe at night.
Bam.
All right, now. Black Friday's on the kisser list for all the crap that it brings.
Yes.
You know, get up in the morning, you want to go out there, just look around. You see something
buy
you need, then
buy
it. Buy it online. Is
stop
Red
fighting
Wine
in the stores. Look
stop fighting. It. Right. Exactly.
We're going to make it White Friday.
Right. Yeah, call it something different.
Yeah, they got Cyber Monday and all. You can buy your crap online on Monday. Get a deal. Stop fighting in the stores.
Who else on the kisser list? All the haters of Winnie the Pooh and fucking the Pillsbury Boys. Stop worrying about what's between their legs, you perverted motherfuckers. All right? Stop worrying about what's between their legs. These are animated creatures that was put together about 100 years ago. Now, how long Winnie the Pooh and fucking Pillsbury Doughboy been on the air?
I think these people are talking about them.
And until 2014, nobody looked between their fucking legs. Well, you're perverted ass.
Oh, did you put that governor from Arizona?
That governor
of
Arizona?
That self-rape law?
Self-rape law saying you can't masturbate
what's her name again?
Or whatever.
Jan what?
Jan the crazy bitch. All right. Anyway. The dispatchers of 911 dispatchers. Stop getting so excited when stuff goes down. Stop planting the seed in these rookies' heads so they can stop going to these scenes.
Give them all
like
the information.
Give them all the information. Somebody said, looks like the guy got a toy gun. Say that. Stop saying, looks like a black guy toting a gun. He wasn't a guy. He was a child. And the police went there and just killed him. So now after Ferguson, now they're going to have Cleveland.
Right.
You got Ferguson. You got Trayvon Martin. Now you got Cleveland. Don't you white cops watch TV? Damn. Why do you keep being a victim of the same shit? These towns are being destroyed because of you. Stuff is being burnt down and vandalized because of you.
Well, we got something for them, right?
All
right. Red Wine. Well, we got
this is dedicated to everybody on the Kiss It list. Red Wine, give it to them.
Kiss my entire ass.
Kiss my Irish ass. You better kiss my Irish ass.
This world, kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass.
Back to Pajama Party. That was our Kiss My Ass theory. I'm here with Kettle.
Hey, what's going on?
And Red Wine.
Woo!
And we have a special guest in the room tonight. His name is, let's call him.
Yeah, I don't know what name he's going by tonight.
Let's call him Rumpel fucking Stiltskin. Mr. Rumpel Stiltskin, how are you tonight? You want to speak for the people?
What you got,
how are you? No, I just wanted to piggyback on Papa D.
comment about the killings of the black young men.
Right.
It's a new age lynching.
No, without a doubt.
That's what it is.
It is. It's sad.
For sure. Mm-hmm. It's a new age lynching on black boys, black men,
mm-hmm.
basically boys.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a cycle.
Yeah.
And I think it's become more prevalent since Obama became president.
Wow.
They can't get to him.
That way. Mm-hmm.
Take it out on the black, the younger black boys.
We have to also look at his brand new sperm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
what you got for the last word, Red Wine? Thank you, Rumpelstiltskin.
Thank you, sir.
What you got, Red Wine?
All
right, my last word is.
Name? That's not his real name. We'll find out what his name is.
That's his alias.
Go ahead.
My last word is, you know, as usual, thank you all for supporting the Pajama Party Show on Friday nights. We truly appreciate you guys. We love you. Check us out on Twitter at A Pajama Party. And you can follow our producing company, which is DC Homegrown. Check us out. We got a new project coming up soon. Sister, Sister, Sister. We're working on the final edits, and we will give you some more information on that when it's available. And shout out to Dr. C. We love you. We're praying for you. And that's all I got.
My last word, I'm just going to say thanks for supporting us, and I love you, sis. That's it for me.
To piggyback also on Dr. C, we're here for you. We support you in every way. And I just want everybody in the world to just think first when it comes to you being pulled over by police or what have you. Just don't let them get the edge on you. Be smarter than them because you're smart already. You're the black king of the world and the black queen of the world. So when you get pulled over, have your shit ready. License, registration, proof of insurance. There's no mystery of what he's going to ask you for, he or she going to ask you for. So have it ready. Have it right there in the glove box, right on top. Don't have the shit buried. Don't make them think you're digging for a gun. Have it right on top. Get all that bullshit out of your glove box and put your papers up top. Get rid of all that bullshit, whatever you got in your glove box, and put your papers up front. And keep your shit up to date. You know what I mean? We have to keep our shit right. If your registration is due, get it renewed. Stop fucking around. Anyway, yeah, and like I said, with peace and love to everybody. Thanks for tuning in on Friday.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I bid you farewell, arrivederci, sayonara, and all that sort of cheers.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Well, good night.
Yabiko, Sana.
I regret to announce this is the end. I'm going now.
Good night, and good luck.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Now give me a kiss and say good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you. Oh. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for attending our show, and good night.
Party cool, keep it real for you.
No clothes allowed.
Summer party.